Good morning. This again is Mose. And again, my phone number is 717-656-9576. I appreciate a call, whether it be a question or whether it be an inspiration or whether it be, you know, even a correction to something that I said. You know, I would certainly appreciate it. You know, if you would give me a call and I'd love to hear from people. So anyway, thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you for listening. And this is day 15 of the month, and it's the sixth message that I'm bringing here this week. And so I trust that you were blessed with the other five messages, and pray that you might also be blessed today. What I would like to share today is when Christ, Colossians 3:4, and that verse is, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Let's start in verse 1. Colossians 3:1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And then verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, this morning we just ask you to pour out your Spirit and your grace upon me. As I share the Word of God, as I expound on the Word of God, may you have your way, and may you speak through me. May the anointing of the Holy Spirit be upon my tongue, that I might speak your words and not my own. I just pray, Lord Jesus, open thou my mouth this morning to speak forth the glory of God. And Lord, we just commit this little devotional into your hand and trust that you will have your way. We trust that the name of Jesus can be exalted. And we trust that the hearts of the listeners can be enlightened, and that everyone could go forth challenged and blessed. So we ask these things in the holy and wonderful name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. All right. So, if ye then be risen with Christ, so are you risen with Christ? Have you given your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? And if you have, then you are risen with Christ. And then the exhortation is that we are to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Now, so if Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, if Christ is in our life, you know, what will we do? You know, let's look at a penny. You've all seen a penny, right? You've seen a penny, and what inscription, does it say on a penny? I mean, whose image is on the penny? Abraham Lincoln, yeah, you said it right. Abraham Lincoln, a penny, bears the image of Abraham Lincoln. So, when you pull a penny out of your pocket, what do you expect to see on the face of that penny? The image of Abraham Lincoln, right? And if it had the image of some sports figure on there, what would you say? What if all of a sudden a penny you pulled out of your pocket and it had the image of, I'm not good at sports figures, but who would be a sports figure? I'm not into sports at all, so I don't even know. But You know, a penny bears the image. I mean, a penny, you can look at 100 different pennies. You can look at 1,000 different pennies, and they basically look the same. Why? Why do they look the same? It's because they are the express image of the, they come from the same mold, and they're express image of that mold. They're stamped. And when they're stamped from the exact same way, and that stamp, I don't know how many tons they are stamped with, but they are stamped out, and they are in the exact same image. So what it's saying here is that when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we shall also be appear with him in glory. So is Christ our life? Or is it some sports figure? Do we go after this? Some sports figure, and we lift them up and we watch them and we know all about their life. But or is it Christ? And we know all about the life of Christ. And the life of Christ is working itself out in our lives and making us to be more and more like Jesus. Hebrews 1:3 says, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all the things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So what Jesus Christ, what God wants us to be, is he wants each one of us to be the express image of Jesus Christ. He is our example, he's our forerunner, he's our savior, and for us to be, when there's a penny comes out and it's not the express image of the one before it, you know, then it's a defect. And so God doesn't want defects in his kingdom. He wants us all to be in the express image of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants us to look just like him, the express image of his person. So why are we chafing against, you know, some of these things that will bring us into a beautiful alignment with the Lord Jesus Christ? And some of, and primarily, I believe that alignment is in our hearts. It will come out in compassion, meekness, but holiness. Part of the holiness will also express itself in the clothes we wear, in the things that we do, in the things that excite us. So I guess I would like to ask you, what excites you? What excites you? Just think a little bit. What is it that causes excitement to well up in your heart? Is it when you go to a baseball game or a basketball game or something like that and there's a good home run or something like that? Does that excite you? Or what does excite you? Is it when a child of God, is it when someone repents and turns away from their sin and becomes a child of God? Does that excite you? Is it when you go out on the street or if you go minister to someone and someone has fallen and someone has lost his way, and you go out and you talk to him and you share scripture with him and he gets convicted and he gets convicted and then he turns and repents and comes to the Lord Jesus Christ in full surrender once again. And can you rejoice with that person? And is that what brings excitement to your, to you? Or is it some carnal things? For me, it's a great excitement when someone comes to the Lord Jesus and in full surrender turns his heart and life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a lasting, it's something that lasts. You can watch them for years to come and they are still walking in that surrender, in that meekness, in that holiness. And but then we look at other people who make a profession of the Lord Jesus Christ and then they go the way of the world. Now that's not what God wants. God wants a holiness, a righteousness. If ye then be risen with Christ, it says, seek those things which are above. If we are a child of God, then we should be seeking, first of all, the Word of God and how we can be more like Jesus. And there's a song that says, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll forfeit all of earth's treasures, Jesus, thy perfect likeness to wear. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art, come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep upon my heart. Is that what we want? Do we want the stamp of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we want his approval, or do we want the world's approval? I trust that everyone listening to this morning would deep down in their hearts say that they want the approval of the Lord Jesus Christ and that this would be their prayer. This would be your prayer. Stamp thine own image deep upon my heart. Make me more like Jesus. Help me to reach out to others and to share the gospel and to, in faith, continue on. And when you are, if that is the case, when you are old, when you're 70, 80 years old, you can look back over your life and, with no regrets. And you can say, with Paul, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And so that's what God wants for all of us. He wants us to be able to look back over our life and to say that the words of, that Paul said, I have kept the faith. I have finished my course. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Oh, I so look forward. I'm 70 years old and I so look forward to that day when Jesus Christ will give me that crown of righteousness. Will give me, when I can come to the heaven, to heaven, and I can cast my crown, anything that I have, I can cast that at his feet. I'm not sure what that'll look like. I have no idea, but anyway, I want to be able to experience that when Jesus said, when Jesus says, well done, thou good, well done, what are the words? Well done, thou faithful servant. Come and inherit the kingdom. I'm not sure what the words are there. Can't quite quote it anyway. But you know, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear the words of Jesus where he says, well done, thou faithful servant. And I don't know about you, but that's certainly my goal. And, you know, if I follow after the world and the things that the world follows after, that will not be the words that I'll hear. I don't care if we go to church or if we go to a church that says that's okay, those things are okay. It's not okay. Doesn't matter what man says. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Seek those things which are above. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, where Christ sitteth on the throne on the throne that you have provided for him in your own heart, where he's sitting there, he rules and reigns in your heart. That's beauty. That's wonderful. So I think I'll close with that for this today. And God bless you. And may you seek those things which are above. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So God bless you, and you have a wonderful day, and trust that you have received a blessing. And again, my phone number is 717-656-9576. Love to hear from you, whether it be good or bad. I'd just love to hear from you. I don't mind when people, give me exhortations. In fact, I love it. And when people give me a blessing, I love that too. So God bless you, and you have a great day.